AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. CMQ's 17.6% July lift meets an E&P group with only 1.6% positive activity pressure. Canadian Natural Resources has regained momentum into late July, but the move is arriving on lighter participation and without a fresh activity pressure signal. Research brief. Canadian Natural Resources closed at $46.44 after a 5.8% week and a 17.6% four-week advance, outperforming both U.S. energy and oil and gas E&P peers. The weekly trend backdrop is active, and price sits 9.2% above the ShareMaestro trend line. Yet volume was only 0.7 times the 13-week average, and activity pressure remains negative, at negative 0.76. Key points. First, CNQ gained 5.8% in the week to 24 July, and is up 17.6% over 4 weeks, while its 12-week return is effectively flat, at negative 0.0%. Second, the stock closed 9.2% above its $42.53 trend line, and 42.8% above ShareMaestro fair value of $32.52, with the close at 82.3% of its 52-week range. Third, sector and industry context is supportive on relative strength, but thin on activity pressure. U.S. energy positive ND breadth is 15.0%, while oil and gas E&P is just 1.6%. Fourth, volume weakened to 28.4 million shares, equal to 0.7 times the 13-week average of 42.0 million, leaving the latest rally short of broad participation confirmation. Fifth, risk remains two-sided. 13-week weekly return volatility is 5.2% versus a 52-week base of 4.1%. And the stock is still 7.9% below its 52-week high of $50.42. Price action strengthens, but the signal mix stays balanced. Canadian Natural Resources, the $94.6 billion energy name in oil and gas E&P, ended the week at $46.44, up 5.8%. The rebound has been sharper over the past month, with a 17.6% four-week return, but the 12-week reading is still essentially flat, at negative 0.0%, which keeps the move framed as a recovery rather than a fully confirmed medium-term advance. The trend signal is active, with the stock 9.2% above the weekly trend line at $42.53 and active in 49 of the past 52 weeks. Price also sits high in its annual range at 82.3%, though it remains 7.9% below the 52-week high of $50.42. The valuation overlay is less forgiving. The close is 42.8% above ShareMaestro fair value of $32.52, showing clear premium demand, but also less margin for disappointment if momentum cools. CNQ is ahead of its sector, while E&P breadth remains uneven. The stock's latest week ranks in the stronger part of U.S. energy, where the average weekly return was 2.6% and the average four-week return was 8.3%. CNQ's 5.8% week and 17.6% four-week gain put it 17th in the 100 stock sector group on both timeframes, with a sector rank percentile of 83.8%. Relative strength is supportive, consistent with the sector's 78.0% positive RS breadth. The industry read is more selective. U.S. oil and gas E&P averaged a 2.7% weekly gain and a 7.1% four-week gain, while the group's 12-week average remains deeply negative at negative 9.7%. CNQ ranks 12th of 61 on the week and 9th over 4 weeks, but industry trend breadth is only 44.3%, and positive market dynamics breadth is just 1.6%. That makes CNQ one of the better-positioned E&P names on price and relative strength, not a beneficiary of broad activity confirmation across the group. Volume and activity pressure are the main constraints. Participation did not keep pace with price. CNQ traded 28.4 million shares in the latest week, below both the 13-week average of 42.0 million and the 52-week average of 41.6 million, leaving the volume ratio at 0.7 times on both comparisons. That is a clear contrast with the stronger volume weeks seen earlier in the year, including 79.9 million shares in the week of 20 March and 65.1 million shares in late April and late June. Activity pressure is negative at negative 0.76, even though it has improved over 4 weeks, while relative strength is positive at 14.92. The Share Maestro expectancy read is undecided at 52.58%, which fits the broader setup. Price, trend, and relative performance are constructive, but pressure and volume have not yet validated the latest leg. Risk and what to watch next. The risk profile is not excessive, but it has become more active. 13-week weekly return volatility is 5.2%, above the 52-week base of 4.1%. Over the past 26 weeks, 18 finished higher and 8 lower, with the best week at plus 7.7% and the worst at negative 9.4%. The average positive week of 3.8% is only modestly larger than the average negative week of negative 3.6%, suggesting rallies still need clean follow-through to offset downside gaps. The next test is whether price can hold above the trend line while activity pressure moves out of negative territory. A push toward the $50.42 52-week high would carry more weight if volume expands materially from 0.7 times toward a stronger participation reading. Without that, the current setup remains a balanced read. Strong July price action and positive relative strength, offset by thin ENP activity breadths, light volume, and a stretched fair value gap. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.